They've learned from the Nishmas of Chaim Luzer for Sharia, Moshe from the Neil Rifka Bas Moshe Israel to be a schluss for Shalem Chaim Hashim Malcolm and Rachmasar Malcolm at Yitzchak Hegeldina, a schluss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. And we are holding Simon Reish Samach Aleph. We are up to Sif Beis. And as promised, we're going to dig in a little bit over here. We're not going to go all the way down the road with this. We're going to a little bit dig into the timing of Vayna Shmashas, being Moisef Chayil from Chayil on Shabbos. And let's dive right in. Says the Mechaber, Yesh Aimrim, those who say, now, Yesh Aimrim over here does not really literally mean Yesh Aimrim, because pretty much a majority of the Rishonim hold that this is a Daraisa, what we're about to say. Some of the Rishonim hold that it's a Darabanan, a few, and some maybe hold that there is no such mitzvah by Shabbos at all. But although the Mechaber starts off with the Yesh Aimrim, this is pretty much the accepted halacha. What is that? Shetzarech lahaysef michayil al kodesh. You have to add on from weekday onto the kodesh. Now, before we go any further, let's see the Mishnah Berura. There's various different ways that the different Paiskim learn out. Where do we get this rule that you have to be maysef michayil al kodesh? You have to take part of the Friday and make it Shabbos. You have to take part of the Matzah Shabbos and make it Shabbos, even if it's a small amount. Where do we get that from? So we'll go with what we're learning the Mechaber Mishnah Berura. So we'll go with what the Mishnah Berura says here. Shetzarech lahaysef. Both when it Shabbos comes in and both when Shabbos leaves. It's going to be brought down later on in Simon Reish Tzadik Gimel Ayin Sham. The Ein Alazman Azeh on this time of being Moisef Chol Loi Lav Veloi Karis. So if I did not was not Moisef Michael Al Kodesh, I was not over a lav. Nor my Chas V'Shalom Chayef Karis. As we said, according to the most of the Rishonim, this is a mitzvah haseim in Torah that you should be Moisef Michael al Kodesh. V'yalfinu megemara Rosh Hashanah. We learned this out midiksiv b'yayim kippurim. By b'yayim kippurim it says, v'nisem es nafshei seichem b'tishol ha-chodesh b'erev. My erev ad erev tishpasu shabbatchem. Okay, it's very interesting pasuk, very famous pasuk. You should start the inu nefesh b'tishol ha-chodesh. We know we fast on Yom Kippur. And then it says, May Erev ad Erev Tishpasu Shabbatchem. So what does all this mean, right? There's only one Erev in a day. Why is it we should venisim tafshechem b'tisha l'chodesh be'erev in the evening? May Erev ad Erev, from the evening to the evening, Tishpasu Shabbatchem. So what does that mean? So the Gemara tells us, but I'm reading, Yachol b'tisha masan, and based on this, I would think that you have to fast on the ninth day, Talmud Lomer be'erev, in the evening. Ibi Erev Yachol mishatech shach, that I don't have to start fasting until it's nighttime. Tam alayim betisha, I have to do it in the ninth day. So how do we do this? You have to start fasting when it's still the ninth day, still day. So you meisef mechayil al kodesh. So how do I know that I have to do it on Matzah Yom Kippur also? Could me diksiv my erev ad erev, from evening to evening. Me diksiv tishput now. So that's Yom Kippur. What does that have to do with Shabbos? Any place it says Shabbos, it says rest, like Shabbos and Yontif, you also have to be Maisef and add on to the Shabbos. Now, Uzman Toisefes, the Zman of adding on, who al karchach, koidim benashmashis. This can't be benashmashis. Remember, benashmashis is Safik Yom, Safik Lilo. So we can't say that we're being Moisev by Bein HaShmashas. The Bein HaShmashas, Safik Shem Hu Lilo. The Chayav Al HaShem Doli. If I would do Malacha during Bein HaShmashas, I was possibly over on Shabbos, because it might be night. In fact, I have to bring in HaShem Doli. The Loit Tzarech Kara Lai Sifi. I don't need a Pasuk to tell me keep Shabbos Bein HaShmashas. It's even further than that. Besides the fact that Bein HaShmashas have to bring in HaShem Doli, if I have Bein HaShmashas at the beginning, Bein HaShmashas at the end. If I would keep both of those as not Shabbos, right, and meaning, therefore, if I do keep it, I'm being Moisef, that means automatically, either in the beginning or the end, I'm being over Shabbos. So that cannot be what the Pasuk had to tell us, that Bein HaShmashas, you should, that's your Taisa Shabbos, because that you would have to do anyway, because there's no other choice about it. And therefore, it must be that when it says you should be tois for Shabbos, has to be before Bein HaShmashas and in Matzah Shabbos after Bein HaShmashas. So far, what the Mechaber told us, we have to be Moisef Michael El Shabbos. Now, Hashkia. Now, if you remember, when we started off the siman, we gave a little bit of introduction. And we also said that the Mechaber goes with the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. So let's remind ourselves the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. There is something called Tchila Shkia, Soif Shkia, Bein HaShmashos, and then Tzeis HaKechavim. From Tchila Shkia, and for those of you who have the graph on the WhatsApp, you can look at it. From Tchila Shkia all the way to Tzeis HaKechavim is 72 minutes, 4 mil. Okay? From Tchila Shkia to Soif Shkia is 3 1/4 mil. Okay? That is Vadayon, according to Rabbeinu Tam. From Soif Shkia, which was 3 1/4 mil time after you start after Shkia started, is Bein HaShmashos for 3/4 of a mil until you get to Tzeis. Okay, so that is the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, and that's what the Mechaber is going by. Well, let's first, because we're learning the Mechaber first, let's just not address the other Shita. Let's just go with that. Okay, now Uzman Tosef Mitchilas Hashkia She'ein Adzman Bein HaShmashos. Now, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, from Shkia until Soif Shkia is Vadayim. It's not Bein HaShmashos yet. Therefore, says the Mechaber, that's the time that you could do your Taisa Shabbos. Vazman Azesh who Shloisha Mil Nerviya, as I just explained to you, that amount of time is the amount of time it takes to walk 3 mil and a quarter. Ratzah Lasaisa Kula Taisafis Isa. If you want, you can make that whole time Taisa Shabbos. Ratzah Lasaisa many Mixas Isa. If you want, you can make part of it. Ubavad, what's the main key point over here? She Yosef Eizes Man She Yevada Yoim. You have to take a period of time that's Vaday Day and add it on to the Kodesh. Now let's pause over here and let's go to the Mishnah Berurah. Mitchilashkia Hu Das Rabbeinu Tam V'Siyata. This is the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. This Sviruluhu, and we'll just, the Mechaber is now, the Mishnah Berurah is now going to tell us what I just explained to you outside. But let's see it inside. The Sviruluhu, the Shtei Shkiyas, saying these two Shkiyas. Mitkila Nichnas Achama Meineinu V'Shekas. The sun goes away over the mountains from our eyes, and it goes beneath the horizon. You don't see it. V'hu HaNikra Tchila Shkiyah. That is the beginning of Shkiyah. V'Shoya, K'deshloisha Mil N'Reviya Mil V'Adayin Yoimu. From that point on, you can wait the amount of time that it takes to walk 3 1/4 mil, and that is still day. Umay oz vahala maschil hashkia. From that point on, 3 1/4 mil after the shkia, tchila shkia starts the shkia shnia. She oz maschil hashkia ar legamri. Then the light goes away completely. Vehu nikra soif. That is soif shkia. V'nimshach zmana. That time is k'deshia mahalach shloisher via mil, which is the amount of time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil. Shehu elef v'chamesh meis amah. That is 1,500 amas. Vehu bein hashmashos. That time is bein hashmashos. After that comes out three medium-sized stars. Shehem Simon Lila. That is the sign that it's nighttime. Vinimtza according to the Mechabashita, from the beginning of Shkia till Tzeis, 4 mil, 72 minutes. You'll see what I write shortly. The Harba Paiskim as many Paiskim argue on this with Sri Luhu. The miyatsh and the schasa achama, what we call shkia, as soon as the sun is covered up, me'aneinu hu bein hashmashos, shehu safik yoim safik laila. So many of the shitas argue with the Rabbeinu Tam, and they say that that amount of time is that time where what the Rabbeinu Tam calls tchila shkia is really the beginning of bein hashmashos, and it's already safik yoim safik laila at that point. All right, then we said ratzol asai, say that 3 1/4 mil you can make any a part of it. Hey, nu, ayudei dibur. You can't just, Kabbalah Shabbos, says the Mishmur, doesn't just come on its own. You have to say, I'm being Mekabel Shabbos. Now, of course, once nighttime comes, it's not up to you to be Mekabel Shabbos, it's Shabbos. But when, for my Tosfos Shabbos, I have to say, I'm being Mekabel Shabbos. Now, we'll see shortly, when we say, Boi V'Shalom, another place the meaning was Mizmashir, the other place was Baruch, whatever the meaning was, is when you accept the Shabbos. When I say, Boi V'Shalom, that is like me saying, let me be Mekabel Shabbos with So prior to Bein HaShmashos, you should say, I am now being Mekabel Shabbos on myself, because the mitzvah of Taisa Shabbos. Oya de Amir's Baruch Hu, or through saying Baruch Hu, the Kama Siv Dalet, as we'll see in Siv Dalet. V'im mahani l'zeh kabbalas belev, can you be mekabel this belev? Ayin l'kama simetav for hechkes, sif gimel, v'agam yishavur sham dir, he's talking about being mekabel a tainis belev, and he says it's not so pasha that you could do a belev. V'ayin l'kama simetav samach gimel, sif yud v'agam. V'minageinu she'isha madlakas neres l'shabas, y'mekabel l'shabas madlakas zay. Our minig is that unless the woman says otherwise, stam is that when they light the candles, that is Kabbalah Shabbos. The minig in New York, many other places, not all over. The minig in New York is that the women light the candles 18 minutes before Shkia. Okay, Ezezman. But the Iker, he said that you have to add on sometime that's Vaday Choil, right, and make that into Shabbos. V'loisagi by Suffolk Kolshu. So as much as the Mechaber said that you have to leave Ezezman, it's not just a split second. So you need a little bit more. The amount of time that you should take together with Bein Hashmashis. Okay. It's a little bit less than a half hour. Now, Bein Hashmashis is approximately 15 minutes for our purposes. Could be a little bit less, but approximately 15 minutes. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that our Tosa Shabbos, in addition to the Bein Hashmashos, should be approximately 15 minutes. That's why the women, when they light candles 18 minutes, they for sure do it. Men who don't necessarily be Mekabel Shabbos at that 18-minute mark, they start eating into it, especially if you follow the Shita that Bein Hashmashos starts right by Shkia. Here in America, most of the year, there is Shitas that hold that Bein HaShemashos doesn't really start at that Shkia, but starts approximately 9 minutes later. We're not Samech on that regularly to do Malacha. We wouldn't do Malacha and Shkia on unless it's a great Chasat Chag, and you have to ask a Rav in those situations. But assuming, according to those Shitas, you have 9 minutes over there. So we should try to do it to be Mekabel Shabbos. At least, okay, you're driving to Shul, you can't be Mekabel Shabbos. But you get to Shul, you should make an attempt to be Mekabel Shabbos as much as you can before that the earlier Zman of Bein HaShemashos, in order if you want to be able to get to this 15 minutes roughly of Kabbalah Shabbos, of being Maisif Mechoil on Shabbos. On Matzah Shabbos, it's easier since, as we'll see later on, we wait until Tzeis, and in that case, there's definitely according to many Shitas, we're waiting at least sometime after what is night into what's Vade night, and therefore you're probably doing Taisa Shabbos over there. Okay, we'll stop over here, and if it's Hashem, we will continue with this tomorrow.